Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Alex.
What's up? Everybody have a good holiday?
Dude, I'm so into Kwanzaa. I had such a great celebration with my family.
Oh, yeah, you're Jewish, aren't you?
No, Kwanzaa's not Jewish either. Hello, and welcome to the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all year long. I'm your host, Aaron Elijah. I'm back with my team, my very special team of friends slash Apple enthusiasts. Leander Caney is joining us today. Hey, Leander.
Hey, Evan.
We've got Buster Heine. Hey, Buster.
Hey, man.
And Alex Excelsior Heath is back with us again. Welcome, Alex.
I don't know who this Excelsior fellow is, but thanks.
I don't appreciate those words you said about my mother earlier, Mr. Connery, but...
Hey, Trebek.
We could talk about those after the show. This episode is sponsored by the fine folks at DigiDNA. For those of you who have been hearing me pitch their great product, Discade 5, they just came out with a brand new version, Discade 6. The big feature, of course, being that now you can sync all of your, drag and drop items onto your iPhone, your iPad, your iPhone without tethering with a wire. So they added a wireless feature to it now. I had a chat with one of their co-founders, Victor Broido. I'm going to be putting that short little interview in the middle so you guys can hear more about Discade 6. And boy, we have a wild card episode this week. If you heard our last episode, you know, we're just going to talk about whatever we feel like. Anything goes this show. And we do actually have some Apple stuff we're going to talk about too. Because I couldn't do a show without talking about some of the Apple news that's out there.
Not that anyone listens to us for that, but yes.
Well, actually, that's a great point. So right before we started recording on our Facebook page, facebook.com/theCultCast, I asked you guys if you had any fave memories from 2012. We got some comments here. And it's funny because like reviewing the comments, it's clear that you guys are not listening because of the expert Apple analysis that we provide. You are, in fact, the most liked comment was by Kai Russell. He just said, bomb dog. Three thumbs up.
Dude, it's probably the best part of this cast.
Christopher Walken got some thumbs up.
Oh!
Thumbs ups. It looks like we got a gobble gobble y'all is definitely up there. That's from Ryan Folks. Jordan Gooding is happy that Tim Cook is doubling down on Eddie Q's lady lumps.
That was good.
That was a good one. That was a good episode. Let's see. CultCast number 33, when Buster lets it rip in the gas station.
I don't know about that. That was a motorcycle.
That was Daniel Jones saying that. Yes, I have to admit, that was the magic of editing. That Buster was not really flatulating himself in the middle of a gas station.
Oh, did you edit that? I never listened to the show.
Did that happen naturally? Oh, it did. It was just good timing on your part, being right next to that motorcycle.
Wait, wasn't there one where you edited me peeing into the beginning of the show?
Yes, I remember, selecting that sound effect from the internet.
Yeah,
editing it into the show because it didn't actually happen in real life.
Yeah, and everyone thought it was Leander.
Right. And it definitely didn't happen in real life, though. That's the important
definitely
thing.
Definitely not. I would never pee during a show.
Yeah, and then tell me to use it because you're kind of a perv. But let's move on. I also want to do a couple Twitter shout-outs here. We got a whole ton of them, so I just want to do a few. This one comes from Mark Gannon. He says, "Hey, Arifon, love the cult cast. How about a cult cast shout? Oh, and I actually do use Crash Plan, and it's great. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, Mark. We've got Patrick, and he says, Arifon, love your show. Love the cult cast since the beginning. Greetings from Lüneburg, Germany.
Greetings.
Greetings to Germany.
Guten Tag.
Oh, you guys, I don't know if you saw this this piece of art from James Leonov Wake. He didn't tag any of us in it. He just put cult cast shout, which, by the way, if you're trying to get a shout out on the show, put hashtag cultcast shout in your tweet so I see it. And he drew a picture of us. And Buster, you look like an evil cop from the 80s.
Where do I see this at?
Let's see if I can post it in our chat so you guys can actually see it. He did John looking kind of like Daryl, that kid android from the 90s or 80s.
Okay. Did he do one of Alex? Because I hate
actually
him.
Yes. Alex looks the most realistic.
I'm actually in this one.
Yeah, you're in it. You're in it.
Oh wow! Look at that, Buster. He's got the neck beard on you and everything.
Dude, Buster, he nailed your face.
Wait, where is this?
I posted it in the chat.
He nailed me too. Wow.
I don't see it in our chat.
I'm sorry. It's on iMessage. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And Leander looks like he's a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like a stunt 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. So thank you for that. I love it when you guys send an artwork. It's like my favorite thing. So if you want to make some ridiculous artwork, please tweet it at me at Airfon. Let's see here. We got a shout out going to True Paradise. I think you should give out a shout. This is great. I think you should give a shout out to the only gay listener of the cult cast. And to which I replied, I don't think you're alone. I have my suspicions about L. Caney. He thought I was joking.
The devil.
He laughed. Yeah. I didn't. So shout out to our gay listener, Machiel van Dorst. He's from the Netherlands. Hey, Machiel, he wanted to know if I could pronounce his name right. I hope I did. My name is Airfon. I'm very sensitive to that. And last but not least, Rian Dunkley. I hope I'm saying that right. It's either Rian or Ryan. He's from Johannesburg, South Africa, and he wants us to give a shout out to all of our South African listeners. Hello, South African listeners. Thank you for listening.
Took a South African woman to bed watch.
Sean Saucy.
You know.
Saucy guy. Leander.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Doing nothing.
You writing a post for Cultamac?
No, that's not me.
It might have been me.
Did you catch us on Mac Break Weekly, Leander? Did you actually watch it?
I watched for 3 seconds, and I just, like, my voice sounded so
bad that you just had to turn it off.
Yeah, I just turned it off. I couldn't bear to watch it.
So I just want to mention, Leander and I were on Mac Break Weekly at CES this year, so in 2013. Or 2012, excuse me. Leo Laporte must be on holiday. He's probably swimming in his vault of money. They're playing a best of Mac Break Weekly 2012 episode, and Leanna and I were the very first people on it.
So, oh, I gotta listen to this now.
You gotta watch it. And
is this when you dance?
Really? Don't bother.
It really actually wasn't all that interesting. But my favorite part is that. Leo, my joke with some of my friends, I've met Leo Laporte several times. I've actually been on Mac Break Weekly, I think twice, maybe three
Which
times. Leo Laporte does not remember me ever. So remember when we were on the show and he's like, oh, Airfon. He's like, trying to figure out where he knows me from. He's like, have we met before? And I was like, yeah, I dance with you at South by Southwest. Which was so hilarious to me that they put that on the show because he didn't remember it at all. And we literally, like, I had my arm around him and we were doing like the naked lady dance, you know, like where you raise one leg. What's that called?
Oh,
burlesque?
The rockettes.
Yeah. We were basically like two rockettes together dancing.
That's hot.
And I'm like, how could you not remember that? Like, I thought that was like a really good dance number that we did. But he didn't remember me, alas.
That's awesome.
So I'm kind of hoping that if I see him this year, he actually remembers who I am.
Doubt it.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about some Apple news. I know that we have some movie stuff coming up. We want to talk about some of our favorite movies of 2012 since it's a really slow news week, of course, because it's the holiday season, the New Year's coming up. But there is some Apple news to talk about, and I asked you guys on our Facebook page to make some suggestions of some things you want us to talk about, and some of you really wanted us to talk about our hopes for iOS 7. Alex, as you mentioned earlier, there aren't really very many rumors around iOS 7, so do you have anything that you're really hoping to see?
I think the app switchers do for – hopefully that's the main thing I want to see is a new app switcher, you know, because they've just got that boring – you know, four icon multitasking tray. And there was a really good jailbreak tweak that came out last week called Oxo that it was a concept that did really well. Got a lot of views, and then a jailbreak dev went and made it into an actual tweak, and it works really well. And it's like live, kind of like, you know, Palm OS type app previews. Mm-hmm. And some enhanced stuff, you know, music controls and settings toggles. And I just think there's a lot more Apple could do with that, especially on the iPhone 5's taller display. You know, I think there's the multitasking experience can be improved greatly. So I'm looking forward to that.
Buster or Leander, you guys got anything?
Sorry, what wishes for iOS 7?
Yeah, just one thing. If you could see one thing change or get better, do you have
something? Siri would work.
Dude, that's a great one.
Siri works for me.
Yeah, you know, the lag, if it were just a bit quicker. That
yeah,
would be a
she's slow sometimes. That's true.
But don't you think that might just be a hardware thing? Like
Google search app, you know, with voice search works pretty instantaneously.
Oh, really?
It's a software thing. It's not a network thing.
Okay, sorry. We got Leander back. He was going cyborg there for a moment, but we got it fixed, we think. So, Leander, you were telling us about your fave feature or your most anticipated feature for iOS 7. You said Siri, right?
Yeah, I want to get Siri to get faster.
Faster, but not so that she can understand you. Because you said that she understood what you said.
Yeah, understanding would be better. I actually switched to the British one, you know, the UK English, and it speaks like a butter.
Yeah. Maybe I need to switch to the surfer version so it actually understands me.
It didn't work, though. It doesn't understand me. It's so inconsistent. It's frustrating. Sometimes it works great. Sometimes it just doesn't work at all.
You know what I kind of am hoping for is I really like the one thing I actually like in the Windows Phone is the live tiles so that they actually are dynamic. You know, like one of the things I love about the calendar app, is that the icon always shows you the most current date. And I feel like that's something they could add to iOS 7 that would be really awesome so that your home screen becomes a little bit more dynamic and isn't just a static icon. So like mm-hmm. the weather app would actually tell you the weather.
Yeah.
The Facebook app could tell you something.
Right.
I also liked, I think I saw a demo, I think it was for Windows Phone, where you could resize the tiles to make them like, you know, quarter of a size or half a size or like.
Well, Apple's not going to do tiles. I mean.
No, but don't you think they could do that with, I guess they would have to be tiles, wouldn't they? I mean.
They're not going to do that with icons. I mean, that would just kind of look dumb.
I don't think it would look dumb.
With little icons? Like a big awesome.
I want to have one icon per screen.
I mean, what if they made the notification screen like your home screen? So instead of opening up a bunch of icons, it opened up to something like the notification screen that was showing all this info.
I don't like Notification Center.
Yeah, Notification Center to me, it needs work. I don't know what it is.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a part of iOS. Like it feels like this thing that they just kind of duct taped on,
strapped on.
Yeah,
if you will. Let's talk about iPad 5. So we heard some rumors from the highly reputable site Mako Takara, who never gets these things wrong.
Mako Takara!
Right? And they say that we're going to see a new iPad, so it's going to be the iPad 5, come March. And they also said that we're going to see an updated iPad mini come March. Alex, what do you think about these rumors?
A new 10-inch iPad coming out in March really isn't even like news because that new iPads always come out in March. So it wouldn't be a shocker at all. It would be a shocker if Apple didn't announce an iPad around the March timeframe.
Really? So you would be shocked if they didn't do it?
Oh yeah, definitely. The Retina 10-inch is definitely due for a whatever. I don't even know what they're going to do to it.
Dude, they just updated it. No,
that doesn't count. The fourth gen is the fourth gen is not. It's they did this with the original iPhone. Remember, they updated it like mid cycle, and then they went ahead and did the 3G anyway. And
yeah.
they've done this before. And I think what they're showing is that they don't really care about their traditional 1 year. The mini is due for a Retina screen, and looks like they tested the waters. You know, with this first one and. So if they come out with the Retina Mini and a larger one together, I mean, why not?
Wait, do you think that it's plausible that they're going to come out with a Retina Mini in
I think it's probable, yeah.
Whoa. Buster, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I'd agree with Alex. The thing is with, like, the iPad, it's not going to be on, like, a yearly update cycle. It's going to be more like Macs and MacBooks where they come out whenever the technology is available.
Whenever Apple wants.
What can they do to it physically other than, you know, trying to make it thinner, give it a better battery? There's not a lot of stuff they can change. They can only really change the internal specs a lot.
They can improve the display tech, and there was a rumor another from DigiTimes, which, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but that they're doing that whatever IZGO display.
Like the laminate display?
Yeah, like the really high-tech one that Samsung's doing in, like, new TVs. And so they'll do stuff like that, and they'll keep pushing with that, but I don't think it's going to change much as far as the hardware, like the look of it.
Yeah, you should be able to buy an iPad any time, any year, and it'd be good for at least 2 years, pretty much. And not really worry about, oh, is a new one coming out in, you know, 2 months or something like that.
You guys are shocking me right now. This is not what I thought you were going to say at all.
Are you kidding me?
I'm this dead serious. Like, because no. They just updated the iPads. How pissed
doesn't
would
matter.
You be? But I know, Apple doesn't care if they piss you off, but how pissed would you be if you just bought the updated iPad and then a new one came out 5 months later?
If you had the iPad 3 and you just bought the updated iPad 4, you're
an idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah,
you only care about it superficially and what, you know. Oh, I have the iPad 4.
Yeah,
you just have the 3. You're stupid. Like that's BS.
And I waited. I didn't buy the iPad mini because I'm waiting for the Retina one because I figured they'd do a Retina one in like 6 months. And I think the Retina one's going to be better because I just don't like the quality of the screen. So I'm going to buy one. A lot of people will buy one. I bet more people than you think held out for whatever the next iPad mini is going to be.
No, I'm right there with you on that one. I held out on the iPad mini because I was like, this thing is amazing, but you know, it doesn't have a Retina screen and it's hard
even
to go
like,
backwards.
Even general consumers know how Apple works now. I think people usually know that the first generation of an Apple product is never really what you want to buy. You always want to wait for the second.
Right.
Because Apple usually fixes all the bugs and they make it better. And
like the MacBook Air.
The first MacBook Air was awful. Yeah.
And it was really expensive too.
It's like $2,000-something. It was ridiculous. But now it's their hit product as far as MacBooks go. Yeah.
Hmm. Android Digital Man. I shouldn't say Android on this show. It has negative connotations. Digital Man, Leander Caney. Are you there?
Android Digital Man? What?
Because your voice keeps going.
You're a cyborg.
You sound like a cyborg every time you talk.
You're a cyborg.
There's too many inappropriate torrents being downloaded on your network.
I hate to admit, but I kind of lost the track of this conversation. What are you asking me? I was looking at my phone. I was looking at the message center, and then I noticed there was some stuff on eBay I wanted to buy. So
what are you bidding on?
Some jeans.
You're bidding on some jeans?
Uh-huh.
On eBay?
Uniqlo salvage jeans. Impossible to get anywhere.
Please
I tried to buy
me.
Some.
Huh? They're not the ones with the iPhone pockets?
Actually, no, I don't think so. These are salvage, you know, that raw denim stuff.
You can get those at Union Square there in San Francisco, Leander.
I went in there. They didn't have any.
Oh, really?
We got to get them for Christmas presents for my brothers.
Ah.
You can only get them online, and they only do them in a few sizes. I think they've sold out.
Oh, what brand are they? Maybe that's why you can't find them.
Uniqlo, the Japanese ones.
Oh, okay.
Hey, as much as I love talking about jeans.
Japanese jeans.
Japanese jeans, no less. Actually, one of the suggestions from our Facebook page on things that we should talk about this episode is the Christmas gifts that we got. Did anyone get any really cool? Tell me one cool Christmas gift that you got this year.
Well, I got my own Christmas gift because I knew it was going to be a crap Christmas.
Yeah.
So I made sure it wasn't going to be that crap.
So what did you buy yourself?
I got an iRobot Roomba.
Oh,
is
nice.
That's a vacuum, right?
Yeah, it's a robot vacuum, but I bought it's like quite an old model now, I think. It's several years old, and it's like on clearance, so it was dirt cheap.
Uh-huh.
The 560, that's supposed to be the best one.
Okay.
Actually, it's like two generations old, I think.
Well, now everyone can hear why I'm calling Leander Digital Man. We've been having some strange audio issues that we're trying to squash, and he sounds like a robot. So I apologize for that. Yeah, I'm actually kind of wondering if Leander might actually be a robot.
But I've been hanging out with robots too much.
That's a different conversation. Alex, Buster, any cool gifts that you guys got this year?
My parents get me gift cards because they know I'll hate anything that they buy.
Yeah.
I am getting myself a dog for Christmas, though.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, a little that's pooch cool. For Buster.
I just got to decide what kind to get. Having a hard time.
Could get a schnauzer.
Are you going for poodle or for
what?
Pitbull or poodle?
Well, I was thinking about getting like a Neapolitan Mastiff, but it might just be too big for my apartment.
My God, what's that? It's some kind of like predator dog, right?
It comes with a like a harness to like restrain him so he doesn't eat a child.
Yeah,
and the saddle.
Man, you should get a schnauzer.
Alex, what did you get?
Oh, nothing really that great. A pillow. One of those cervical pillows.
I guess you're right. He really didn't get anything that great.
Nothing that amazing. Yeah.
My brother got me a pair of sunglasses that makes me look like a terrorist from Argo.
Oh, nice.
Like when I put these things on, I look like a Persian car salesman.
Oh,
so I'm part Persian, so I can say that, by the way.
You're Persian.
That's not a bad thing.
Huh? No.
That's not a bad thing.
I just need to get some gold chains, and I'll have the full, complete look.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that, Robot Man?
You want a velour tracksuit.
Yeah, a tracksuit.
I am trying to look like the Jesus from The Big Lebowski. Yeah. That's the look I'm going for.
You need like a red velvet tracksuit.
Are you wearing that to CES with your mustache?
I should, and I should get a do-rag.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be beautiful.
And a purple velour tracksuit.
With your stash and the glasses.
Yeah. You guys thought I was joking about the stash. I'm growing it out. Leander, I hope you're working on yours.
Oh, I don't do things like that.
Just consider it. I think you're covering up for the fact that you can't really grow one. Is that really this it?
Pure protein. You know,
well, at least grow out your mullet.
Okay.
give us something to look at.
Yeah, you're British. You can pull off the mullet.
He's an Englishman. He can do what he wants.
Okay, guys. So that's it for the Apple stuff this show. But as we mentioned last show, we want to talk about some of our favorite stuff of 2012, some of our favorite movies, some of our favorite music, and we have some honorable mentions. So things that we didn't choose last show. We had our end of days faves and raves last show. We picked our favorite stuff of 2012, but we had some stuff that we probably missed. So we're going to be talking about that as well. But before we do that, I want to mention the fine folks at DigiDNA once again. So there are sponsors of this show. They make this show possible. So I want to thank them for supporting us. And they've been our longest standing sponsor, which we really appreciate. They just came out with Discade 6. So it's a brand new version of Discade, the iPod, iPad, and iPhone transfer tool for PC and Mac. And the app has been totally rewritten from the ground up. So everything's brand new, totally new UI, which looks really beautiful. And of course, the biggest feature is once you connect a device to Discade for the first time, you can turn on a Wi-Fi transfer capability so that you don't have to connect it anymore. And Discade can connect to multiple devices via Wi-Fi. And I had a short conversation with co-founder Victor Broido. He's talking to me live from the shores of Australia where he lives and surfs. So let me play that for you guys real fast, and we'll be back in just a sec. All right, guys, I'm here with Victor Broido. Hey, Victor.
Hey.
One of the founders of DigiDNA, and can I say Cultcast mega fan?
Oh, yeah, a huge fan.
In fact, when I called you on Skype, your Skype status, I think, said Cultcast 47, hands off my hiney. Were you listening to that right before I called you?
Probably on pause, but
okay.
Is where I left it.
So, Victor, without further ado, please tell us, what are the big new features of Discade 6?
The biggest thing is that it's working through Wi-Fi now.
Yes, so no more wires, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's added to the fact that it supports multiple devices at the same time, and it's multi-threaded.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I was playing with it, it was cool because you could interact with multiple devices without having to plug them into your computer. And then, of course, the UI has been totally radically redone, and I actually really, really like what you guys have done with it. It looks much cleaner.
Yeah, actually, it's more just than a UI redesign because the whole app has been totally rewritten from scratch.
Oh, and, wow.
It's a big change in visually right now, and there's lots of new things that we are planning to add in the next month.
And you said one of the things that you guys built in is that you made the app multi-threaded?
Yes, sure. That means that unlike before, Discade is capable of doing different things at the same time. You could be copying a whole music library from your iPod or a friend's iPhone or back to iTunes, and at the same time, you could be pushing a movie to the same or to another device. You can interact with many devices at the same time and do many things, different things, no matter if the device is plugged in or not.
Okay, Victor, now you've heard me on the CultCast give my best sales pitch to Discade 5 because I really love the software. Is there anything that you hear me say that I'm missing that you want to tell the listeners about?
That's a tough call.
I do it so well.
Yeah, it's incredible. We've been talking about that here, and we said we should have you on board. Oh, yeah. We can discuss that after the show. Just one thing for the audience. There's many free features in Discade.
There are, as always.
If you want to copy data or movies or anything to any app, to the device, that's part of the free features.
So. Well, I just want to say it's been an amazing year for us on the CultCast. We've only been doing it for 10 months. It's hard to believe that it's only been that short amount of time, but we couldn't have done it without your support. So I just want to thank you for sponsoring the show. And I love that you guys aren't just sponsors, but that you actually listen to the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. We didn't sponsor it because of any other reason that we jumped on it because, yeah, we really liked it from the very beginning.
Well, hey, Vic, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Erfan.
It was a pleasure to hear you in real life. Well, on Skype.
Great honor to be to be.
Before we go, do you want to do the CultCast intro real fast?
Yeah, why not?
Try. Okay, whenever you're ready, you give it your best.
Hello, this is Victor Broido, live from Western Australia, and you're listening to the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're gonna hear all week long, mate.
Shrimp on the Barbie. So there you have it, guys. That is Discade 6. Totally rewritten. It's multi-threaded, has a new UI. It's got Wi-Fi capabilities, and they're just adding more and more features to it all the time. So definitely check it out. Head over to digidna.net. Click on the giant Discade icon. And, you know, you don't even have to enter a discount code right now. It's on sale for just about $20. Download it. Give it a shot because a lot of the basic features are actually free to use. And then if you like it, you can pay for a license for just $20. And we definitely want to thank the fine folks at DigiDNA for sponsoring the show. Hey, guys, let's talk about our favorite stuff of 2012. Leander, last episode when we ended, you were trying to tell us how bad Batman was and we had to cut you off.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Cut me off.
Talk about Batman.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just going to. There's no way Batman's that bad.
No, I don't think it was that bad, man.
Yes, it was. It was absolutely dreadful.
Okay, so before we talk about anything, let's just say if you hear us talk about a movie, just assume there's going to be spoilers because I think we were doing a show once before. In fact, I think it was about Batman and we were talking about it.
Yeah, people go, oh, man.
Yeah, people, we got some heat for it.
I think if the movie just came out, we should be more careful about what we say. Like, if we talk about Django or something, I'm not going to say much. But Dark Knight is out on DVD. Like, there's no excuse.
Okay. So, rather than talking about all the movies that we hate, let's talk about some of the ones that we love. So, anyone want to start with one of their favorite movies of 2012?
You know, there's this movie, Southern Beasts of the Southern Wild. That movie was actually really good. It was a little indie movie that I saw.
I saw Roger Ebert say that was one of his favorite movies of the year.
Yeah,
it's up on a lot of lists as the best of the year.
Really? I've never even heard of it. What's it called?
It's called Beasts of the Southern Wild. It's just about kind of a little bit about just life in Louisiana beyond the levees. And just this little community and this girl who goes through basically a hurricane, loses her dad. But it's really good. It's a cool movie.
Is that one that Brad Pitt produced?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't see his name on the IMDb page.
Was it a Sundance thing or?
I mean, I saw it in a theater, but it's more theater here in Phoenix.
Oh.
Alex or Leander, any picks?
Well, there's a lot of movies I enjoyed in 2012, but I'd say if I was going to say one that I had the most fun in, it would definitely be when I saw the midnight premiere of Avengers. Like I have not had more fun in a movie theater with just a bunch of friends watching a movie since years. And it was just a fun movie, guys. Like I realize
LSD?
He was on LSD. Yes,
I'm always on LSD.
Yeah,
but
pretty much always.
But I mean, you guys really didn't like it.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh,
I think it was bad. It was just. It was like more humorous than
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
it's really more like a comedy.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I loved it.
I didn't care for that.
Really?
I wanted people to get blown up and stuff.
They kind of did. There was some of that. But, like, I just love Josh Whedon. And I just love the style of it and how he made it funny and light. But it was still, you know, it wasn't, like, cheesy, I didn't feel like, at the same time. But I guess maybe you guys thought it was cheesy. Yeah.
I really want to see it, but I haven't seen any of the Iron Mans yet. So
what?
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Honestly, dude, I feel like if you want to see a movie with superheroes in it, you kind of need to be into superheroes.
Yeah. No.
And I'm not really. I'm more of a sci-fi fantasy guy, and superheroes have never really done it for me. Although I thought Thor was good. I liked it more the second or third time I saw it.
Do you like Thor any American?
Yeah, I like a lot of American movies. I think like the first Iron Man was pretty good. The second one was like 3 hours of pain. I'd rather have knives stabbed in my eyes. You know, the X-Men, the first Bryan Singer's X-Men movies were really exceptional, I thought.
You like that new X-Men movie?
No, not the new one.
I love the new one.
The second one was the best. The first one was okay. The second one was better. Yeah. But, you know, Bryan Singer's like a smart movie maker. The guy's got a brain, you know. So
yeah, Superman Returns was awesome.
I didn't see that. Was it really? No, was it?
It wasn't. It was pretty bad.
I heard it was terrible. Yeah, but, you know, if you like sci-fi, Looper, I just watched that last night.
That was awesome. That was a good movie.
Looper was one of my favorite movies of the year. And I'm actually glad that you said that because we rarely see movies that are, at least I don't really see movies, sci-fi movies that are original. And everything about Looper was something I was watching it and I was like, I have never seen anything like this before. It was probably one of my favorite movies of the year.
It's my favorite time travel movie since Memento for sure. Like
Memento's not a time travel.
Well, I was gonna say what?
I didn't mean Memento. Wrong one. The other one was. Hold on, I'll think of it.
I mean, there is time traveling in Memento, but it's not really time travel.
No, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean that. I meant. I'll think of it. We'll come back.
As long as we're pimping movies here, though, so that was Looper's probably my best pick, like major motion picture of 2012. But did any of you guys see Euro Dreams of Sushi?
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh my gosh!
I love sushi. B, it was about more than sushi though. It was just about dedicating yourself to something. You know,
what's it called? Yes.
Good movie.
It's called Euro Dreams of Sushi. It's J-I-R-O. And it's about this really old Japanese guy who set out to build a sushi restaurant. And he's in Japan, right, Buster? I believe he is.
Yeah, he's known as like the best sushi chef in the world. And it's cost like $300. He does omakase at his restaurant, which is the chef prepares whatever he wants for you. Costs like $300 for one meal there.
And his restaurant has 3 Michelin stars, which basically means that this agency thinks that his food is so good, it's worth traveling to that country just to eat at his restaurant.
Wow.
So,
is this based on a true story?
It is. It's a documentary. Thank you. Not a biography. But it's great because, I mean, like Buster said, it's all about dedicating yourself to your craft. I mean, it's just this Japanese guy who his entire life has dedicated himself to learning how to make the best sushi possible. And he's considered to be one of the best sushi chefs in the world. And it's just kind of inspiring, actually. I mean, this guy, to put it in terms that we all will understand, our audience anyway, I mean, he's the Steve Jobs of sushi. Like, he's very persistent. He knows what he wants. He's always trying to make himself better, but he's not a jerk.
You know, ever since watching that movie, me and my friend, we've actually every week we go to like a good sushi place in Phoenix.
Yeah, I see, like the best
sushi place in Phoenix. And like, it's been a lot of fun.
Have you found any places that are actually good?
Oh yeah, we've had a lot of really great meals.
Phoenix is a hub for sushi, isn't it?
It's really hard to get great sushi in Phoenix. So there's, you know,
I was gonna say, where is it coming from?
But you have to pay more. But you know, if you're willing to drop some money on sushi, you know, you can get some good sushi here.
Leander, you got a movie pick? Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't seen it. We tried to watch Hero Dreams of Sushi, but the kids didn't want to watch it. There was a rebellion, so we had to watch some other painful kids movie.
Watched something about SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. And so then all the movies I want to go see, like The Master, Lincoln.
I want to see those too.
I've seen The Master.
That was great.
Although Pete,
because I heard I heard mixed reviews about it, Alex.
Well, I love the director, and you know, as a movie, it's excellent. And I mean, it is the definition of excellence in everything from, you know, the cinematography to the acting. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, I will see anything he does, even though he's nuts, just because he's such a such an amazing actor. Like that movie
really
has
good.
That movie has probably one of the most intense acting driven, like best scenes I've ever seen on film ever.
What scene?
The scene with the you know what I'm talking about, where they're where he's interrogating him and with the eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Like that.
That movie is great.
It's really kind of jacked up. Like, I didn't expect it to have some of the, what it had in it. Like, if you're... If you'll get queasy from a room full of naked elderly women, then don't go see it.
Nah, queasy? Quite the opposite, my man.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a heaven to me.
There's a lot of nudity and jacking off jokes. But if you're okay with that, then it's kind of... It's kind of hard.
The jacking off.
Joke. Yeah, it opens with him like just relieving himself on the beach.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but and I haven't seen Lincoln yet, but that's also
Lincoln was good.
Yeah,
I was surprised it was actually pretty good. Yeah.
Well, what about what did you guys think of Bond?
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I thought it was awesome.
It was like it was one of the best Bond movies I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, it wasn't as good as Casino Royale.
No,
I agree with you there.
Royale, but it's better than Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, but that was a pretty. That's a pretty low bar. I thought it was okay. I was disappointed. I was really looking forward to it, and there were some moments that were really good, but there was a lot you know.
I loved all the Judi Dench stuff.
Oh yeah, she's so hot.
She's British too, Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't understand why they were devoted to her because she was such. Bitch. I mean, she was so.
So hardcore towards her.
I don't know. I don't think it made any psychological sense. Why would they be devoted to her if she was so ruthless?
Yeah, that's true.
Made no sense at all. You know, she's supposed to be like a mommy figure, but there was nothing motherly about her.
Yeah, well, she does take care of Bond in the other movies. Like she saves him a couple times. So.
Okay, well, let's move on. Let's talk about we did our show last week with our favorite gear. Now, do you guys have any honorable mentions of things that you wish you had brought up in our Faves and Raves segment last show? Because I thought about it afterwards, and there's a couple apps, there's some gear that came to mind. So if you had to pick maybe one thing that you're like, oh man, I should have pitched that as one of my favorite things of the year. Who wants to start? Buster?
I mean, I would say my standing desk, but Leander says that's too expensive to talk about.
I don't think it is. Did you bring it up last show?
No, I mean, I did a review on it.
It's like $5,000, right?
It's like $1,400, whatever.
Yeah, and you still use it.
Oh, yeah, I use it every day. But, I mean, there hasn't been that much cool stuff that I've seen this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, the standing desk is cool, but that's about it.
Alex, what about you?
I don't really have anything. I stand by what I said.
that was the best, and there's nothing else.
Like Buster said, I mean, 2012 was kind of a boring year. Like, I don't really.
I don't know. I don't think that's right.
I think what happened,
because I got rid of my laptop this year, and I'm totally on the full time iPad now, and this year there were so many improvements and so many different apps, like little they find it all came together, so it's now. An iPad can now be your main machine. Your main and only.
It can't
machine.
Be mine.
Yeah, it can't be mine either.
Like it might maybe for you, but like I tried like writing a blog post on the iPad takes three times as long as it does on my Mac, and when news is breaking, it's just like there's no point to even trying.
Yeah. I think what I mean is I think you can because I have a major computing platform.
Leander, we can't hear a single word you're saying.
Yeah, you cut out again.
I was really interested, and then you were getting to the point of your statement, and then you started going, and then finally, here's what I really think.
Well, that's easily what it is. I mean, that's just the thing.
I apologize to all of our listeners. We don't know what's going on with his audio. I think he's doing. I think you're half doing it on purpose.
No, I got everything.
Oh my
the
gosh!
Network, yeah, I can see the network is.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. That's right.
I'm playing some zombies on the Xbox, right? I figured this was the free-for-all podcast, so I could do whatever.
Yeah, we do whatever we want.
Yeah. Oh, man. I downloaded that game for Xbox, too. I haven't started playing it yet, though.
Which game?
Walking Dead?
Is that what you're playing? What is it? Call of Duty 3?
Oh, you're playing Black Ops 2?
Yeah. It's obvious.
Oh, dude, we should be playing that together.
Do you play?
That's like my main bag, baby.
The only reason why I play this game is my friends will come over and we'll play zombies for an hour or two.
Zombies is great.
Have you played the sticks and stones on that, Buster?
No, what's that?
It's where you only have knives and you have throwing knives and a crossbow and a tomahawk and that's it.
You play Black Ops as well, Alex?
I play whenever, like, I don't have an actual console, but I play with friends a lot, and I actually want your guys' opinions on this because Irfan, you're Mr. Microsoft over here.
Yeah, that's me.
Should I wait to get an Xbox because a new one's coming out soon?
I wouldn't. No, I mean, I honestly feel that this is going to be the last year of Xbox 360. I think we're going to see a new one in 2013.
Really?
At least they're going to announce it, but it's going to be way expensive. It's not going to have nearly as many games. Who knows if the games are going to be backwards compatible? Now, I think, is as good a time as any to buy an Xbox.
Wait, you think the new one's going to be more expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
This one's super cheap, too.
Hell yeah. Like, the new one's going to be $500.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like probably $400 when it comes out.
What? Are you guys trolling me?
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah. Every time a new system comes out, Alex, it's always probably more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I should just get the 360?
Yo, yeah, I would get one now. Because now they have so many of the holiday deals going on that you could get a good one for like $250 with games.
Okay, well, if I don't – this is how much of a noob I am. If I don't care about Halo, is there any reason I shouldn't get a PS3 over an Xbox?
I think
– because the PS3 is the Blu-ray player.
That's true. It depends on how much you're actually going to game, because the PS3 doesn't have as many good titles.
I don't know. I love the PS3 titles, like Assassin's Creed and stuff like that.
Well, then that might be the way for you to go, because I use a lot of Xbox Live stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I play like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, or Black Ops 2, and I play with my friends online all the time.
Because if I'm on a PS3, I couldn't like pwn you guys in Black Ops if you all were on the Xbox.
We wouldn't be able to play together at all.
Okay.
The live experience on PS or on PlayStation is not great.
So I should just get both. That's what you're saying.
I think you should get both. Yeah, you're obviously making great money podcasting and blogging.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
a couple of each.
Don't you wish that you had Assassin's Creed?
I do have Assassin's Creed.
So wait, that's Xbox 2?
Oh yeah, most of the games are come out on
Xbox.
Wait,
so what's Sony? What's only PS3?
I think there's only like two or three titles. God of War is one of them. Uncharted, I think.
Okay.
Uncharted, well, sorry.
I don't really care. Maybe I'll do Xbox then.
I would do Xbox.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey guys, I didn't tell you my honorable mention of 2012, and I think we should probably wrap up with this. We talked about putting an SSD in your MacBook Pro. Remember, like way, way, way long ago. And I was thinking about this yesterday. That's probably my favorite piece of hardware I've purchased all year was my Samsung 830 series SSD drive, because I have an older MacBook Pro. It's from 2010. And this little drive has absolutely changed my computer. It is the best upgrade I have ever purchased in my life. It made a dramatic improvement in speeds. My computer boots much faster. It shuts down much faster. I can log in much faster. Everything about it is great. What? Did I hear Robot Man making digital noises in the background?
Is that man? Can you hear me? Oh,
I think he's low on his charge. Leander, plug your cord in. You need to top off your lithium polymer batteries, Robot Man. I'm sure he was like, "Oh, Airfon's going on and on about SSDs." Is that pretty much right, Leander?
That's it. I was.
So anyway, that's definitely my honorable mention of 2012. If you have an older MacBook Pro specifically, it makes a world of difference. Absolutely. Get your hands on one. They're so cheap now, too. They're dropping in price like crazy. And it's going to make a huge difference. Well, hey, you guys, we're going to be at CES January 5th through the 11th. We're going to be doing a meet and greet there. So we haven't picked a place where you can come meet up with us. We'll take some pictures holding hands. It's going to be a great time. A large portion of the Cultimac team is going to be there reporting on all the newest gear and stuff. So we're really excited to be there. And if you're going to be there, too, make sure you try to find us and we get a picture taken together that I'll put in my secret collection. We'll see you again in 2013. Yeah. I want to thank everyone for listening. It's been an amazing 10 months. It's crazy. We just got 1,000 likes on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to join us there, please do. Facebook.com/TheCultCast. And you can join us on Twitter. Maybe send us some artwork. I'm at Airfawn. Leander's L. Caney. Alex is Alex E. Heath. Buster is BST3R. Who am I hearing in the background?
Buster's having a party.
Yeah, Buster party. I want to come to that party. All right. Well, this has been the wild card episode and how wild it was. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. Definitely head over to digitdna.net. Check out the new version of Discade. We will see you guys in 2013.
Bye. Yeah.
No, I think we needed a little Sean Connery here.
Oh, yeah.
I had more kills than you, y'all.
'm I feel like the people want more, so I'm going to work on new impressions for 20.
I think that's good. I agree. And,
I'm working on Sean Connery right now.
Yeah, I need to work on my best Alex Trebek then.
Trebek. Welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long.
I like that.
That's really
pretty good. I'm joined by Buster Heine, Irfan Elijah, and Leander Kahaney.
Kahaney. I think that's how Leo Laporte says your name.
Smoking a pancake.